Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Steve Butella here for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land Show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how we came to the decision to start this company, Land Academy, and why it's become so successful. Jill, love this topic.
Me too.
Before we get right into it, let's take a question.
Okay. How this person got a question to us, by the way, is they called in. They called 888-735-5045. So if you have a question or you maybe might even get to be on the air, call us, leave it there. It's 888-735-5045. Okay. Lacey from Florida asks, how do you know if you are buying the right property?
This is such a nebulous question, and I included it among a lot of the questions that we got. I included it because I think what she's asking is, how do you know if you're making the right decision? How do you know, you know, I'm looking at 15 properties to buy. There's thousands and thousands of properties to buy in the MLS. I mean, how do I know which one to buy?
I don't think it's hard. Seriously.
Yeah, because they're calling you.
Well, yeah, there's no. It's the four A's. I hope that's where you were going, because I go back to.
I was going back to data.
Oh, okay, well.
But we both should answer it. So you go first.
Okay. So my thing is, however this property got to me, I'm going to take it from that point. I look at the four A's, and that's something that I know it's in our ebook. We talk about it in our ebook, and then we go into great detail all the time about it. But they are access.
Yeah, whether or not you can get to it.
Mm-hmm. Acreage.
How big is it? Bigger is always better. Almost always.
Affordability.
Cheaper is better.
And attribute.
Right. So is it close to the Grand Canyon? Does it have ocean view? All that stuff. Mm-hmm. What's good about that property specifically?
So when I'm reviewing a property, that's the things I look for. And if I was new and I was starting out, I would make sure I had all four A's. I would make sure I check all those boxes. Then I know I'm in good shape. So what were you going to ask?
What I think she's asking is, you know, there's so much land out there. How do you sift through it all and decide which one, you know, you can make money on? I think that's what she's asking.
Okay.
How do I know I can make money on this? And so we answer that all the time. By the way, the short answer to that is, if you don't pay too much for it, you're going to make money.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to make sure you pay as little as possible. It seems simple, but it's amazing how many times we have to explain it. Yeah. So if you start with a data set, like we always say, start with the right data set, a credible data set from the right source, which we are a licensed provider of at landacademy.com. You can pick and choose it right in that data set properties that you fit your specific acquisition criteria. The ones that we talk about in our programming with what our members are things like a five acre property for $500. Now, if it's on the Las Vegas Strip, is it worth $500? No. But if it's a lot farther out, yeah, you'd be shocked and amazed at how many times people call you back and say, yes, I really do want to sell that for $500 right now instead of paying the taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how, Lacey, that is how you know that you're buying the right property, because you did a ton of research inside that data set and you didn't even set all the wrong ones. They never hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
Only the right ones get a written offer from you based on the data, on the right data.
Mm-hmm. You do your homework up front. You reach out to the people that you really want to buy from and then let them call you back.
So back to the topic, Joe, why do you think that we are getting an overwhelmingly positive response on this company that we started? You know, I have a lot to say about this.
As always.
Why do you think? I mean, it just grows and grows and grows. Really, I mean, we're getting a real positive response from everybody. What makes us different? I think about it once in a while. I don't know.
This is what I hear all the time, and I couldn't be more proud, is that you and I are here really helping people, and we're here for the right reasons. And it comes across, and I'm really glad about that.
Mm-hmm.
We're not making up stuff, and we're not You know what I mean?
I just think we're really, real people.
Well, we are real people and we really answer stuff. That's what I think is really interesting. Mm-hmm. We had a member ambition call. This, I was so flattered. We had our, we do a weekly call every Thursday afternoon with our Land Academy members. And we had a couple that had just joined, really neat couple, and they hadn't even got their program yet. And they were on the call. And at the very end, they were just kind of, I think, all soaking it all in. At the very end, they typed in a little note to us that just said, "Hey, you guys, we just got so much more out of 1 hour with you than that was like a $50,000 investment in
$50,000.
Well, it was a home. I think it was a home flipping kind of thing that they were getting into.
Oh,
and they,
my gosh.
And they were. I don't want to say forced, but to get more answers, they had to invest more money.
So,
yeah, but my point is we're answering everybody's questions right there on this call, and we're not holding back. I'm not going to, you know, I kind of laugh at this. I kind of wonder, how does it go? Like, do you ask a question and then does the person say, "Well, that's a good question. I'll be happy to answer that for $10,000 over here." What do they say? I have no idea. You know, I can't even imagine.
Oh, we cover that in the next phase.
Yeah. What other questions do you have?
$50,000
phase. Oh, and that one is over here. That will cost you $500. No. So I crack up because I love how many times I get direct. Well, we had a gentleman last weekend who was actually reaching out to us because it was pretty clear he wasn't getting any answers. This is funny.
Oh, yeah, I know.
He's in this business. He's been trying to do it, got another program from somebody else, and he was missing some pieces to it. And I felt bad for the guy because obviously he's not getting answers from the person he bought the program from. So he's reaching out to us. Yeah. And I just thought it was really – and how cool are we? You and I were both on the phone and we were both helping the guy answering his questions. That's who we are.
We don't do upselling here, by the way, for the record. We don't – once you buy – you know, once you're into our group, we don't sell you other products.
You're right. Can you imagine?
You know, the only products that we sell after the initial membership – are the tools to use that you really have to use.
You need.
And we don't sell them.
No, we don't.
Now that I'm thinking about
it. We find a way to make it cheaper for everybody too.
Like, I mean, it's everything we sell is at our cost, and it's with the membership fee to date anyway.
Yeah.
So the monthly membership fee covers all that stuff at cost.
Right. Exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, I really think that the big difference now that I'm thinking about it is that we show this has been received very well because we show people how to do it. We just don't say that it's possible. The very few programs that I've seen out there that help people get educated in how to do anything, they don't say, take their hand and say, "This is how you do it."
Right.
Watch me in this video because this is how we've been doing it since 1999.
Right.
And
click
then we
here,
do
that, right. Do this. That's exactly That's what right. we do. That's, I think, what makes us different. Now, why did you want to start?
You know, I didn't. It called me. I didn't call it up. You know, right. I had. So we're just moving along in life, selling a lot of property since the 90s. And, you know, every month or so, somebody would call me and say, "What the hell? How are you doing this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how are you buying this property so cheap day in and day out? Can you show me how to do it? Please teach me." So, and I did.
Mm-hmm.
I did. I mean, our number one competitor, who's not, I don't even see it as him as a competitor, but he was our first student. So, you know, in an informal way, Land Academy started in 1999. We launched it in 2014 or 15 or something?
15.
So.
Officially in 15.
Yeah.
But it was going on long before that,
so,
right?
You know, why did we start, why did we launch it with a branded name and everything? Because, you know,
I can help more people.
Kept asking you.
I can reach more people and help more people. That's what and that's true. I got to the point where I can't answer everybody's questions successfully and help as many people. This way we can help so many more people. Even with our weekly conference call.
Right.
You know, we can get on the call and I can answer this question for everybody.
Right.
You know, and in Success Plan, that's why Success Plan came to be. So we can help everybody.
And then too, I mean, this is an unintended result, but now we're doing all kinds of deals with members and stuff.
Right.
Because they're bringing us deals, you know. And in the back of my head, I thought maybe that would happen. In the back of my head, what I thought was going to happen when we launched Land Academy the way that it is now,
mm-hmm.
I thought, I don't know, maybe a few people will get into this and they'll be interested in it, and we can maybe do a few deals together.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
You know, kind of like the way, you know, I've been in an office situations before in at KPMG and other places where it's like there's three or four guys there, and one guy brings in a deal or something, and he goes to the other three or four guys and says, you know, this is an awesome deal for all of us, but myself, I'm not going to do it. It's just too much, or for whatever reason. And so you have a few colleagues doing a bunch of deals as partners. That's what I thought this was going to be.
Right.
I didn't think
that. You're right. Just we have our Land Academy, or not Landing, Lance Day is still alive and going and really low on inventory now. But it was just a way that we could have more inventory and do more deals and better deals. And people could bring us deals that they're finding, and we can help accomplish them. And everybody will split the profits.
Right.
Didn't realize how big this would get.
Yeah. I mean, Land Stay now, and this is a unintended result also. I mean, I don't know if it's because of the publicity we're getting or the show or what, but I've never had so little inventory ever.
I know.
So little that actually I went and I reached out to two of the people that I respect in this industry who have very large inventories of this type of product. And I said, for our members, will you please give me a discount? And they both immediately said, absolutely. Here's a list. I'll give you anything on the website. We'll get you 15% off straight up. Mm-hmm. Both of them said that. That's almost great. Immediately.
That's going to be announced soon.
Shouldn't. Okay. It's just you know what I love? I love piling on more benefits for the same price.
True.
Jill and I debate this often. You know, I love to give stuff away way too much. I've always been like that. And didn't you have a childhood story about giving somebody your lunch money one time?
Oh, I used to always get in trouble for
that.
You give
way too much stuff away.
You know, that is funny you brought that up. My mom would constantly get mad at me because I would give things away all the time.
That's hilarious.
Oh my gosh. Like even when I was a little kid, like I had nice dolls, you know, and somebody really liked my doll and I'd give it away. My mom's like, that was an expensive doll. I'm like, oh, I don't know. She wanted it. I was kind of done with it. I was okay with that. Yeah. I'd give away my lunch. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would that's really funny. I forgot about that, but I used to always get in trouble for just giving everything away. So, you know, it's funny. My kids have accused me of that, too. They're like, why did you give that away? I'm like, yeah, well, you know what? It's going to find a better home. It's okay. I needed the space, or I just was kind of felt done with it. And then later on, because what happens, there's things I kind of go, whatever happened to da-da-da? And they're like, you gave it away. I'm like, oh, shoot. I could have really used that right now. Okay. That's what really happens. And they're like, we tried to tell you that. I'm like, I don't care. So, you know what's funny? This is I look at it like, I've been paying it forward for years, and sometimes good things come back for that.
Yeah.
And it really happens.
Yeah. I mean, so I thought of this topic because professionals in real estate that I know and I haven't spoken with in a while see that we're doing this now, and they call me and say, like people I know, what the hell are you doing? You're giving all these secrets away.
It's true.
Why are you doing this? You know,
it's true.
Remember we had a former employee on the show.
Uh-huh.
And that was her big question. Uh-huh. Why are you doing, you know, because everything was going along fine. Jill and I were killing it financially, you know, and it's still, we're out of inventory.
Exactly.
It's all great. You know, we're collecting a ton of payments and the whole thing, but I didn't realize too, Jill, that how good this would feel. I know that sounds kind of like all crystally weirdo new age, but it feels good to help people and see them succeed.
Total. Oh, I get, you know, it's kind of like being a parent. I get the same feeling when like my kid scores a goal
or something
really cool.
We've never talked about
this. You know, it's like just that parent pride, or they worked really hard for something, you know, and they achieved it. I get the same pride feeling when I hear about our members' successes. I really do. And I love it. I get emails all the time. Most of it I see in Success Plant
because
they're sharing it with everybody, and I love that
too. Successplant.com.
Mm-hmm. And I can see I'm out of inventory, or my gosh, this just worked. And I had a great email from a gal the other day she just got our program and she was waiting. It hasn't arrived yet. So she's going through the ebook and she sent me an email. It was on Friday and I hadn't got back to her yet. So I need to do it. It's Sunday now as we're recording this, but she said, uh-oh, I don't know what to do. It was a classic, I did what you said. I did the Craigslist posting. In 2 hours, I got a bunch of phone calls, and it literally says, uh-oh, now what? I don't know what to tell.
That's in a free ebook. That's not even in the program.
It's so cute. So it's really good. So I got it. I'll tell her, hang on. There's stuff coming to help you with this.
Have you heard from her since?
No, this was just 2 days ago. Oh, I need to get back to her. I haven't got back to her yet. Because it was Friday afternoon, and I was goofing off. Right. So I was not – I saw the email. I need to get back to her. So
Jill had what she calls a celebrity Friday.
How was my celebrity Friday?
You didn't come to work at all. I think you went shopping and stuff.
I did. I did. I kind of had a – took a Jill day. Just Jill day. It was really nice.
So that's why we started Land Academy. Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, give us a call, 888-735-5045. And join us in another episode where we talk about your all-important success in real estate investment and in life. That's a fun show to do.
Oh, totally. You know, I just I thought of something funny I was going to say to you when you're talking about how you don't like an unintended consequence mm-hmm. of all of this. I know from one of our members, Luke, that he said that one person felt really comfortable selling to him because she was doing her homework and found him and found his relationship to us. And it helped him acquire some property.
Yeah, right. I did hear about that. I saw it successfully, mm-hmm. actually.
So she might have even heard him on the podcast because we had it on one of our shows. But it was basically, though, us being out here and being very transparent and honest and doing the right thing, mm-hmm. you know, pays off. I mean,
No, that's another thing, because a lot of new people, and rightfully so, I get this. I was like this. A lot of new people think that, you know, what are you guys doing that? How can you buy this property so cheap? Who are you screwing over?
Right.
I think there's a lot of these.
What's wrong with it? What are you doing?
What are you doing that's not?
Are you hitting them? You're kicking them when they're down. Yeah. No, we're not.
No, the reality is nearly everybody sends a written thank you note to us saying, mm-hmm. you know what? I didn't know what I was going to do with this property.
Right.
I can't sell it with a real estate agent. It's too cheap. No one will take it.
It's true.
I tried to list it with three people, or I heard it all. I listed it for 4 years, and it didn't sell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and thank you for calling me, because now I just want to check it off my list.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So I think there's a lot of new members that really struggle with that. And mm-hmm. then it seems like, have you ever noticed that there's a lot of like concern and let's say angst right in the beginning, and then the phone rings after they send the first mailer out. Mm-hmm. The phone rings. They start buying some property, and then all the questions stop, and they're just out there making money.
I love it.
That part.
I do.
Like that
I love
calm before
there's
the
a little
storm.
Bit of a oh no, how's this going to go? A little anxiety, and then and it's funny too. I have a few people that have said, "I know I'm in the analysis paralysis stage." I'm like, "Yes, knock it off, do it. You're going to be
analysis
just fine."
Paralysis is my middle name.
I love that, but it's you know, you can get hung up doing it all when you just need to just take that first step. It's going to be okay. Right. You know what? And I think that's one thing that's really important, that when we say you're not alone, you are not alone. And I know that our members feel that, and they appreciate that, right. and they tell us that. It's okay. We are going to be right here. Like this woman who reached out to me, we are going to be right here. And am I going to help you with that? Absolutely.
Excellent. Let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
Landacademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.